Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm setting the over-under at 13.5 number of times we're going to hear the Jake Moody highlights. How many times has it been in 2 days? Like 7?
It's played in my nightmares.
Are they trolling you? I think Jake's trolling you is what's happening. Or is just really excited about it.
Can I say one more thing about the Bears before we move on? Yes. I am so tired of already. It's been 5 weeks, right? Or 5 games. Yeah. I'm so tired of the Ben Johnson locker room stuff. I no longer care. I don't want to see it. The stupid poem that he reads, I just don't care. I don't
see,
care.
I didn't even see it. I saw that it was getting posted a number of places on social media, and it's a video clip, so I got to press play. I just keep on scrolling. I didn't even bother. I wasn't even interested. Was it just lame? Do you not like, is he like college-y? Like, what is it?
I wish I had the actual lyrics of the speech. It's like that. You're better, you're best, you're better, you're best. Blah, 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 blah. You're just like, like, God, it's 2 hours. It's 9 in the morning. I just woke up. I don't need to see the, I don't know. But maybe I'm just a hater, as the kids would say.
Hater. Drinking that haterade. Not so much because you told me that the Bears are going to win this week. And me and Paul were very suspicious of that one. I don't know about that.
Gertz is putting in the chat, that's it. Good, better, best is what he screams at his players after they win. And they like it. It's fine. We should find the audio.
Where does he come from? What school? Dan Campbell. So he's going to do that.
Yeah,
right.
It's fine. I'm sure the players like it after dealing with Eberflus. I'm sure it's a nice change of pace. I don't need to see it every day of my life. That's all.
I don't think that organization has ever had that guy. Right? Have they had that guy since Ditka?
No.
I don't think they have that emotional younger guy, like leader and all that. Like they've steered clear of that. But Ditka was not an offensive mastermind. Like everybody tells us that Ben Johnson is. But anyways. What? What's so funny?
I'm laughing. Paul wrote us a poem about the Bears, which is very funny.
Maybe I'm missing it. I don't hear the over-the-top stuff. I just avoid it. I'm just not interested. I know it's not something that I'm going to be into. So I'm probably like you and I'm crotchety and I just keep scrolling. I go elsewhere.
Yeah. My issue is very simple. I just hate their fans. It's nothing really against the team. I hate the fans because the fans never win anything. And when they start to show signs of positivity, it's just crammed down your throat. And depending on who the fan base is, like, it doesn't matter. Like, I just don't like the Chiefs win a regular season game and it's business as usual, right? Oh, we're 3-3 now. We have bigger fish to fry. The Bears beat the Raiders. Just like, all right, like enough. Stop.
I hate it too.
Too much. It's too much.
I know. I hate it as well. That's funny because like I talk to people in other cities of teams that win consistently and they would actually like to see some of that. I'm like, no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Because the constant conversation, like we talk about our friends in Buffalo a lot. Zach Jones, their producer. I was talking to him off air last week. And he's like, I would love to have some of that. It's like, what do you mean? You're Super Bowl. You're like, you're above that. Why would you want some of that week to week where we were going to win the Super Bowl? Let's play for the draft pick kind of swing. Like, no, I get it. It's probably boring because every conversation leads back to, are we finally going to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs? Right? Like, that's the conversation 12 months a year. Is it finally going to happen? Boring, but guess what? You're probably going to be in the AFC Championship game for a right to go to the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's probably how it's going to shape up again. And you're going to have another opportunity. You're just going to wait. You have to go through the season to get to that point. I would take that over let's ride the wave of fire the coach. We have the offensive genius. Oh, we suck. Oh, we just won 3 in a row with Ben Johnson. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Bears are going to the Super Bowl. Like, I would much rather have the higher expectations.
No doubt. Live dogs, teasers.
Yes.
You first. Where do you want to start?
How about teasers? Let's reverse it a little bit before we get to the dogs. Number one teaser on the board. It's a low total game, and I know you don't typically go this route. If we're laying 7, we're laying 1 on New England. Total only 42. Patriots at the Titans. New England -1. Lock it in.
Sure. I don't think they're winning. Losing. I don't.
Yeah.
So all right, that throw would be a really good place to start. Yeah. Let's do a teaser. Let's go up on. Let's go up on Indianapolis.
Yes.
Catching 1.5 to 7.5. Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love it. I think this is a good week for teasers. I think last week, maybe the last couple of weeks, it was kind of challenging. But just based on where the numbers are sitting this week, I think it's a pretty strong week. So I like that one as well. I think that is one of the top legs. There's a few. What do we think about Minnesota? You go from 2 to 8 at home against a struggling Eagles team. Are the Eagles going to win by margin on the road?
They could, of course, but this one wasn't on my list. I could get there on Minnesota, especially if you get 2 to 8 instead of 1.5 to 7.5. Like that protection.
Low total.
On the 8. Yeah.
43.5 MGM total.
2. So we can get from 2 to 8 there. That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I get it.
I think there are a lot of options this week. Plenty of them. What's another one that comes to mind? Man, I could rattle off like 6.
The Jets at home.
Okay.
You make Carolina a 7.5 point road favorite.
Okay. Yeah. I don't mind it. It is 1.5 just about everywhere. I don't hate that. Carolina, it's weird. We're trying to figure this team out. They're so good at home and so bad on the road. Jets are desperate. They're going to be without Garrett Wilson this week, but 0-6, you would think you're going to get their best fight going up against Carolina at home. They got to win this game. Another low total game. Another one low 40s, which is something that I look at a lot when targeting some teaser legs. That's a pretty good leg. What else?
Well, Denver down would be.
I wrote that down.
Yeah. 7-1. I mean, I know you want to go. Ideally, you want to go through 7-3, right? That's the long principle. But when you take Denver from a 7-point favorite and move them down to a 1-point favorite and put that defense and Benito and Sertan against Jackson Dart on the road, probably a pretty good chance the Broncos win, right? Not by margin, but just win the game.
Just got to win. They're awesome at home. There's more, man. I don't know if you would disagree with any of them. Looking for ones that I've not mentioned. Washington, Dallas. Division game, Washington, a short road favorite. So BetMGM is posting a 2 on this. We can get Dallas at +8. It's a high total game, so that's Not typically one that you target, but I'm getting Dallas plus 8 at home. We'll see the status of McLaurin and company. But the way that Dallas has been scoring, do we really think that Washington's going to win by at least 9?
No. This total has been blasted up to the look-ahead number was 51.5. And then they reopened it at 53. And now we're sitting 55 or 55.5. That, without knowing anything, that seems like somebody somewhere thinks that Washington's going to be healthier combined with Dallas's defensive issues. It's going to be a long season there. They're going to be in a ton of games back and forth, back and forth. So if you like points and you like the dog, Dallas for sure. I was going to put Dallas as a live dog, but in a teaser, yeah, if I like him as a live dog, of course you think about him in a teaser as well.
Look, I mean, the Atlanta-San Francisco one, it's understandable. Math-wise, it makes sense. You go from Atlanta plus 2.5 at plus 8.5 at San Fran. Let's see what the status is. Some of these guys, we just named 7 legs. Which one is your favorite?
New England.
Agree. New England let's figure out our second favorite. Second favorite leg. I like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Indy's strong. Are the Chargers going to win by 8?
With that line and those injuries, I don't think so.
Indy's strong. I think Minnesota's pretty good too. Would you put those at the top?
I'd go Indy over Minnesota because it still is Carson Wentz, and there are ways that he could definitely screw this up for us.
Okay, certainly fair. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, Bet MGM Network, live dogs. What do you think?
Live dogs or public dogs? Which one do you want first? Because you know the public dog is going to be Tampa. But Damn. Can you be a public dog and a live dog? Question mark.
I love Detroit.
Do you?
Yes.
Funny because you had the Chiefs over the Lions. I had the Lions over the Chiefs, and now I'm like, Tampa. And you're like, no, Detroit. So we see this one much differently. I will probably stay off the game. Probably on Friday when we do the room and Paul rifles out the 5 plays. Tampa. I agree. Paul said that on Monday. He's like, the room will love Tampa. You know, when nerds like me come on BetSweats and say, Tampa's number one in power rankings, like that doesn't help. It doesn't help the cause, Joe.
But I say that now on Wednesday morning. It's going to be tough to go to the window and say, I want to lay 5.5 against Baker because he's always in it at the end. That's going to be the difficult part of the exercise. We'll see if we can get there. My point is they're not a live dog for me. So that public dog, I am not on. I'm not. Do we have another Thursday crazy upset? Is this going to keep happening?
Flacco, really? Short week.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to steer me to the Saints as your live dog.
Oh, I will. I will. I was just asking the question because that game is going on tomorrow. I Saints stolen the Soldier Field. I hate the Saints Bears game too, but I'll say this, never Chicago -5.5.
You said field goal, I think, yesterday, right?
Yeah, I'm not laying 5.5 on that game. Yep.
Damn.
Colts are live. What else?
I want you to tell me the Saints are going to win.
It's hard for me to say Rattler's going to go on the road and win. That's what's holding me back. Because, you know, I thought the Saints were going to cover last week against New England, too. Now, it was this one-score game, and the difference was Drake May in the first half. But it's hard, Rattler on the road, sitting here and saying that Rattler's going to lead them to a victory.
I mean, the reality is, if the Commanders could just hold on to the football, they win that game on Monday.
They win that game. I mean, it's
just like, oh, the Commanders turned it over again. Okay, I got it. You know, like, I don't know. The Bears were fine. They did enough to win, of course, but
Washington Paul's right.
Lost the game.
It's going to rain all week. It's going to rain all day Saturday and Sunday as well. That's the expectation. So it could be slippery again.
Great.
So you might not want any part of that game. You mentioned the Colts. We like them. Dallas. Yes. You mm-hmm. said them. Any other teams that we're missing? Maybe a longer
Arizona?
Shot. Is Brissett playing?
If Brissett's playing, I like it. If he's not,
I like
him. I've always liked Jacoby uh-huh. Brissett. I've always been a fan.
Yep. I agree with you. I like it if Brissett's in. Maybe Saints. Never Titans. God. Dolphins? At Cleveland. Cleveland's laying 3. What a gross game.
I don't bet coaches that wear capri pants. Not anymore.
3-2-1 is next. BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.